Roses have died, the weeds have grown. This house that we used to call our home, since you've gone, birds don't sing here anymore. I haven't felt much reason to stay since you flaked on my graduation day. And I got laid off, still I'm okay in a weird way. A wind blows from the north like a new hope.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and that was the one and only.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Fabulous.
Kelly Lurane.
Wow.
Woo. Woohoo. That was fantastic. My goodness.
Great.
I want her in studio all the time. I want her in studio all the time.
I know.
Just be here every day.
Once a week.
Let's do this again. And again. Yeah.
And we are looking for another host, by the way. Monique's going to be gone for a while.
Right in. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, replace her. You not only like grew up in a musical family, but you actually married a kind of a creative guy.
Yeah, I did.
Was that intentional?
You know, I mean, I just happen to like the guy. But the, the fact that he is a musician does kind of help out a little bit.
Yes. So what does he do?
Yeah. Well, my husband, Clayton, is very talented, and I'm very, very proud to be his wife. But what he does right now, he works for a composer named Guy Moon. I don't know if I should name drop, but he works for a composer who writes music for cartoons, and he's sort of like his engineer, and he's familiar with recording and just music in general, and that was his major, and he's like really a closet singer, and nobody really knows.
Yeah, that
he
I actually just found has that out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's like his hidden talent.
He's like, I sang with Barbara Streisand. I'm like, what?
Right?
Kind of? A really great guy, too, by the way.
And then he busts out all these things.
I'm like, great heart. Great guy.
And he plays some instruments.
He plays drums, bass, and guitar.
So do you guys ever team up?
You know, we're really focusing on our future right now, just what we can do together to make music work in our family. So, I mean, right now I have a publishing deal with a publishing group for songwriting, and he's really just focusing now on stepping in and working with me, and we're going to try and work together creatively, songwriting and just production-wise. So I'm excited to see how that goes. And he's very efficient and serious, and I'm more of the like, wee, we're recording. Oh, my God. You know, I'm more of the fun.
My girl.
Free thinker. You
kindred
know.
Spirits right here.
So, yeah.
Pound it.
Yeah, pound.
And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with Kelly Lurane Beck. And I tell you, if you've got a chance to listen to some of her music, if you ever get a chance to catch her live, which, by the way, you are going to be able to.
August 14th. Yes. Come see her.
You can either see her at Real Life Church in Valencia, California, again at Real Life Church, or you can see her live, out of live, on stage with Monique Donnelly and friends
and
on August 14th. And you can go to iTunes and catch her music there as well. And just really got to see these artists that are out there that are just doing it, as they say. Just doing it. I can't applaud you enough, especially. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. And your husband is just such a gift, too. You know, what's amazing, not only is he just an amazing performer, you know, obviously Dan and Leland, I mean, some of the groups he also plays with, but just a wonderful spirit and a wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand why you guys had kindred spirits to get married, too, some four years ago.
Do you have a crush on my husband?
He does.
Well, I do. I know. This is Hollywood.
Man crush.
Yeah. Oh, well. He's a very nice guy.
He gets that a lot.
If I wasn't married to Rod, I guess I would consider it.
That was our secret.
Oh,
it's out now.
Jeez.
Stop.
America, they are kidding.
So So
we do love you, though, out there.
But I do have to compliment you guys, because I see you guys, you have a lot of plates that you're spinning, and I see, you know, you're a new parents. You have this amazingly, freakishly cute boy
who's
amazing. And I just see you back and forth, you know, juggling all your plates, and it's, I just want to compliment you on how graceful I've seen you guys handle that. Because you guys have a lot of pressure and a lot of things that you do. So
they also run Thank our you, life Judy. Group, by the way.
I know.
They do all of that on top of it.
And on top of that, we get to see Kelly on a regular basis in the coffee shop.
Yeah,
Underground's coffee shop.
Underground.
She manages
That's
for
right.
Real Life Church. Mm-hmm. Amazing. That's a ministry. That's a huge thing there.
It really is. Church 7 days a
week.
Yeah,
tell us, because that kind of speaks to the whole creative, you know, thinking, too. Tell us how that coffee house is run.
Well, it's pretty much the best business idea I've ever heard of. At first, I was a little weary.
Leery?
Yeah, leery. Thank you.
And probably
weary, too.
I was leery and weary.
Probably more weary today.
Man, I forgot to bring my dictionary. but yes, I was leery. Thank you. Because what it is it's an all-donation coffee house that is pretty much a non-profit. And all of the donations, the proceeds are given to great organizations locally and globally. The church doesn't profit anything off of off of the coffee house, which is really generous and selfless. And so we give 10% off the top, like we tithe. It's our first fruits to a local nonprofit that's always changing monthly. And then after our operating costs, we give the rest of that to two missions that we support, Children of the Nations International, that's in Uganda, and then Go Ministries in the Dominican Republic.
And you constantly have revolving talent in that coffee shop. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah. I mean, as being the manager, too, I'm also the booking manager. So,
like she doesn't have enough already, right?
Yeah, but it's spinning.
Just a little more.
Actually, you know what? I know it's a lot, but I love every minute of it and everything.
I love what you just said.
Yeah.
I love that what you just said, that you love what God has, where God has placed you.
Oh, yeah.
You're dealing with music. You're dealing with people. Mm-hmm. I know you love that.
Yeah. I mean, I tell Clayton all the time, I'm like, I can't believe that I'm doing this because I feel like it's actually what God created me for.
Nice.
And
wow.
That's cool.
Yeah. What I'm just using my talents in to the nth degree. So
tell us more about what goes on in the coffee shop talent-wise.
You know, we do music every Friday night. It's more like acoustic-y, but, you know, I say that, but every time I think about all the bands that we've had in there, we've had large bands like Dan and Leland, that's strictly like electric and stuff like that, but mostly like my style, you know, acoustic, electric, acoustic vocal, sorry. Nice.
And you are in studio with Lorraine, and this is KKLA 99.5 FM and Worship Factory and Worship Factory Radio. And also you can catch, not only are they doing music inside the undergrounds at Real Life Church, but they're also getting ready to do Godspell. They're actually getting
that
ready to
so
do a play.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's incredible. And
yes.
Stephen Curtis Chapman's coming up at the church. The church is just doing it. I mean, it's just incredible.
And
if you get a chance.
Comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tim Hoffman.
Tim Hoffman.
He's coming.
But I definitely recommend going to Godspell. I mean, I've seen the cast is just phenomenal. It's better than I even, like, imagined it. I was like, yeah, we're doing a musical. Cool. You know, I've been in some of those in my days. But it's never been to this degree. All the vocalists are awesome. And they just are really loving what they're doing. Yeah, they're just really loving what they're doing. And,
you know, if you get a chance, worshipfactory.net, you can go online again, get connected. It's really, really important to get connected and see what's going on within the creative arts community. I think it's, again, Rod, what God has called us to do is to do just this.
Yeah,
is to uplift and encourage,
exactly.
whether it's undergrounds and doing what it's doing, or at Real Life Church or Grace Baptist or wherever you may be going to church out there. It doesn't make any difference. Calvary Chapel, it doesn't matter. You as a creative artist can get online, get connected on worshipfactory.net. Net for networking. Get in there, get a chance to see other things, download other people's work, download your work as far as that goes, to whatever it may be, musically, visually, whatever it may be. From we just had a wonderful video that was just put up, Rod, just recently. That's incredible. We can talk about next week, but just so exciting about what God's doing within Worship Factory and these churches that are uprising with these young people in the creative arts. And we can't applaud you enough.
And we're here to encourage you. We're here to pray for you. So feel free to let us know the type of people you want on the show, how we can pray for you, because I do set time to pray for our listeners and for people who are out in this right. industry trying to make it, and just that God would speak to us and use us and be salt and light. So let us know what your thoughts are, and we'd love to respond to that on air.
And that's why I appreciate Kelly being here. What a great story of somebody with a dream. You're willing to say, you know what, I think I can sing, I can write songs, and go for it. That's what we want our listeners to hear. God made you to be creative, to do something. What is that? Let's help you find that, and let's help you get to that place.
Yeah. On Worship Factor, we're going to get into Kelly's story next segment, as well as an exposed segment where you can actually get a little bit more of Kelly Lorraine Beck's story, sort of where she came from and sort of her background as well for you college age kids out there that are wondering what exactly is going on in your life, or maybe you think that there's not hope or whatever. We deal with that quite often here at Worship Factory, that sometimes we deal with stuff that is not too good, and then sometimes we deal with stuff that's great.
And God uses it all.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And he delivers through it for a story. He's got to be able to give us a story to be able to tell to somebody else to give a hope of encouragement. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. We are in studio with Kelly Lorraine Beck. We'll be right back with our exposed segment on Worship Factory.
About his story.